Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of iRib English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction and analysis on the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite scholars. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Muhammad ibn Hussein ibn Musa, mainly known as Sayyid al-Radhi, one of the most outstanding Shiite scholars of the 4th and 5th century Hijra, the compiler of Nahj al-Balagha, and the brother of Sayyid al-Murtaza. We can say he had so many books, but the most outstanding one is Nahj al-Balagha, the collection of the aphorisms, letters, and the speeches of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Khasa'is al-A'immah and Talkhis al-Bayan. We'll talk more about these books, inshallah. So let's just start with whom for the biography, Sheikh Rouhani.
No problem.
Let's start with you about his early life. You know, so many interesting stories about Sayyid al-Razi and Sayyid al-Murtaza, who dedicated their life to the Shiite legacy and offering books about the Shiite world. Talk a little bit more about this family for us.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, Sayyid al-Radhi rahmatullahi alayhi was among the offspring of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam, because he was among Sadati Hashimiyya Ali Abi Talib.
Yes.
That's why his father was Hussein, son of Musa Alawi. Mm-hmm. He was one of the grandchildren of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam.
And he was called Sharif for
yeah,
this.
Sharif because
Sharif
of this. Radhi,
Sharif al-Murtada.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Because this relation that he had with the imams.
Yes.
And of course, his father was also a great man, Hussein ibn Musa Alawi, who was among the Nuqaba of the Tashayyu in the history. Because in all the different, let's say, dynasties like Amawis or Abbasis and the other kind of kingdoms and caliphates, we have this position called Naqib.
Yes.
So this position belonged to the children of Ahl al-Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam. But when it comes to his scholarly position, it is said that not only among the Shia scholars, but also among the Sunni scholars, this Sayyid was considered as one of the great scholars. And of course, there was a very nice story about the Sayyid, Sayyid al-Radhi rahmatullah alayhi, and his brother, that Sheikh Mufid Khusro was their teacher.
Yes.
And one day it said that Sheikh Mufid rahmatullah alayhi, in his dream, he saw that Lady Zahra samullah alayha took his two children, Hassan and Hussein alayhi wa salam, and brought them to Sheikh Mufid to teach them Islamic teachings. Then in the morning when he woke up, he saw mother of Sayyid al-Razi and Sayyid al-Murtaza rahmatullahi alayhima, that their mother brought them to Sheikh Mufid and asked him to teach
these two sons of mine.
That's right.
The teachings and the doctrines of Islam.
Okay.
So of course you see that later these Sayyid al-Razi and Sayyid al-Murtaza rahmatullahi alayhima,
from the greatest scholars
became,
of Islam, that's right.
The greatest scholars, the outstanding kind of scholars in the history of Islam and Tashayyu. So of course the figure or the scholar like Sheikh Mufid had this capability to teach these two Sayyid, Sayyid al-Razi and Sayyid al-Murtada rahmatullah alayhi, and he was the one who trained them. So that's why I think the role of Sheikh Mufid and also these two scholars, great Sayyid, is the very significant role in the history of the Tashayyu, and even we can say in the establishment of the Tashayyu and school of thought in the history.
That's all right. Yeah, Sayyid al-Razi was a faqih, a mutakallim, a mufassir, we can say a poet, you know. He dedicated his life to preach Shiite Islam by compiling so many outstanding books. Nahj al-Balagha is still, we can say, if you look into the libraries of the Muslims, Beside the text of the Holy Quran, you can find a volume of natural balagha, you know, and this really makes it outstanding. What an honor for an author to his book, or should I say, of course, it is a collection, but it is named by Sayyid al-Razi, is, we can say, neighbor to the text of the Holy Quran in every house. This makes it very much great. Talk a little bit more about the scholarly life of Sayyid al-Razi for us, Sayyid Mohsen Nawawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, when we look at the scholarly life of Sayyid Razi, he was basically the student of great Shia scholars, as well as he also learned the Sunni fiqh from the Sunni scholars.
Yes.
And he had command over both, we can say, like school of thoughts. On the other hand, he was basically, he learned the Arabic grammar from one of his teachers. And this was the, we can say, like the interesting area for him, where he was a poet as well. So yes, he wrote the poems as well. And that was the base where, you know, when we talk about the Nahjul Balagha, basically, it is the eloquence of...
Yes, the peak of eloquence.
Peak of eloquence.
Yes.
So the eloquence, obviously, it is related to balagha,
yes,
and the literature. So the of best Amir Arabic, al-Mu'minin, we can say, like the eloquence, which, yes, was available in the speeches of the Amir al-Mu'minin, according, yes, to Sayyid Razi, we can say. So he gathered,
yes,
those things in his book. So he was one of the pious, we can say, the most pious personalities of his time. And about his scholarly life, one of his students once, it is said, like requested him to write the we can say, like the history of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes.
And therefore he went towards the book Khasaisul A'imma.
Yes, yes, this
book. You know, the Khasais, the, we can say, like the characteristics of the A'imma,
yes,
the infallible imams.
Yes.
But what we see in this book is just the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
Like initially he wanted to write the life of the 12 imams, but when he started, He wrote about the life of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and he stopped.
Yes.
And this Khasaisul A'imma made him to stop on Amir al-Mu'mineen and go towards Nahjul Balagha.
Yes.
So this was, we can say, like the motivation, basically.
Yes.
So it motivated him when he entered into the life of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. He went towards the Nahjul Balagha and he didn't finish the book of Khasaisul A'imma, which was basically one of the books which was supposed to be,
yes,
written on the all the A'imma, all the infallible imams. But in the book Khasaisul A'imma as well, like he talks about the characteristics of Imam Ali, his miracles, we can say extraordinary things that he had done, his knowledge, the narrations of the Prophet,
yes,
about the Imam Ali, the speeches of the Umar about,
yes,
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam,
yes,
and the will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So basically, he was a great scholar. On the other hand, in the governments, obviously, of his time, he,
yes,
he had different ranks at that time. He was the judge in one of the times. And on the other hand, he was known as the chief of Sadat, Sayyids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is known as Niqabat or,
yes,
Naqib. So he was the chief and he was looking after the Sayyids, the orphans, and he used to provide them the financial support.
Yes.
So basically he had the great position. On the other hand, you know, the waqf that we have.
Yes.
Mawqufat, he had that in his hand at that time in the Ghazamain.
Okay.
So because that was the time when Banu Abbas was weak.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it had issues in its time. And it was becoming weaker and weaker. So this was the best time for Sayyid Razi to, we can say, like to...
That's right.
To do the activities in this regard.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La
ilaha illallah.
Still nowadays, the book of Nahjul Balagha is unknown to so many Muslims, okay?
Yes.
I have myself talked to so many Muslims, especially among our Sunni brethren, and they are not familiar with this book. What is the main content of this book and what is the use of this book, but it is really, we can say, a treasure and pearls of wisdom are over there for those who are interested in the wordings and in the statements of a person, okay, who was not a prophet, but an infallible imam, okay, a leader of a community and the Muslim ummah, and how practical some of the sentences and the statements of Imam Ali is still for today's governors, politicians, you know, and everywhere around the world, especially when you refer to Imam Ali's letter to Malik al-Ashtar when he was sent to Egypt as the governor. It's really fascinating that the people nowadays are taking care of the rights of the governors and the politicians, and they can find it over there. That's right. Okay, and one of the most other most outstanding works is Talkhis al-Bayan, you know, about the concept of metonymies and the metaphors in the Holy Quran. Those words who are ambiguous that exist in the text of the Holy Quran, what are the meanings? This is great again. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, anything missed about Sayyid al-Razi and Nahj al-Balagha?
Yes, one of the final points that I can mention regarding Sayyid al-Razi and Nahj al-Balagha is this, that of course Nahj al-Balagha is a very much great and valuable kind of Islamic sources that nowadays we have.
Yes.
But as you see, as was mentioned by our friends as well, that Sayyid al-Razi looked at the ahadith and the sermons and the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi wasalam from the perspective of eloquence. Mm-hmm. He just collected those kind of speeches and narrated that was much more like poetic, or let's say perfect in terms of, let's say, literary kind of
literary
perspective.
Value, yeah, that's right.
But you see that if he had collected the other kind of sermons, the other kind of speeches, and ahadith and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, we would have access nowadays to lots of other kind of meaningful and very rich in content, the sayings of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's right.
They might have been collected by some of the scholars, but since, unfortunately, many of the works, many of the ahadith, many of the sources were actually destroyed or burned by the, unfortunately, the these and that kinds of kings or caliphs in the history. That's why, unfortunately, we do not have access to those other sayings of the Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
That's right. As you said, Ibn Abi al-Hadid had a beautiful shahr on Nahj al-Balagha, Qutbuddin al-Rawandi too, we can say Minhaj al-Bara'a fi shahr al-Nahj al-Balagha, and so many other outstanding books and collections exist over there. Sayyid Mohsen, anything missed?
Yes, we couldn't talk much about Nahj al-Balagha at this point. Obviously, this is known as the brother of Qur'an.
Yes.
Akhul Qur'an, the book itself.
Yes.
On the other hand, you know, we have currently a new version of Nahj al-Balagha, which has been collected by one of the recent ulamas, the Kamil or Tamam Nahj al-Balagha, which is the complete Nahj al-Balagha.
Yes, yes.
Which means that, you know, the collections that Sayyid Razi had from the speeches, in this book they have brought the whole speech.
Yes.
So this is also available in the market, but obviously it's in Arabic language until it's been translated. But on the other hand, we have 108, we can say, like, translations of Nahj al-Balagha in different languages. And obviously the Nahj al-Balagha itself is something which we must follow it, because many scholars from the Egypt, especially the ones who were the chiefs or the, we can say, like, the ones who were running the Al-Azhar University, we had this from different Sheikh Shaltut as well, and the other scholars as well. They said, like, whenever when we read the Nahj al-Balagha, then our tone was changed. We are, you know, the way of delivering speech was changed, because it is the best eloquence. So it is good to...
So sorry, I was mistaken. Nahj al-Sa'ada.
Nahj al-Sa'ada.
Fi Mustadrak Nahj al-Balagha by Muhammad Baqir Mahmoudi.
Yes.
This is really outstanding, because all the sentences that were missed by Sayyid al-Razi were completed by the late Muhammad Baqir Mahmoudi. We produced one program on this outstanding man, Muhammad Baqir Mahmoudi, in our, we can say, previous series of the program. Nahj al-Sa'ada fi Mustadrak Nahj al-Balagha. That's right. Okay. That's it. Thank you very much. Sayyid al-Razi passed away on Muharram 6, 406, according to the Hijra calendar. Some people say he was buried in Karkh neighborhood in Baghdad. Some people say his body was taken into Al-Kadhimiyya, was buried next to the holy shrine of Haram Al-Kadhimiyya over there. This was the life and works of Sayyid al-Razi, the author of Khasais al-A'imma, Talkhis al-Bayan, and also Nahjul Balagha, the compiler of Nahjul Balagha. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/islampage. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Ooh.